Hello, Teachers Life Nation. Quick little episode, just a couple minutes. A couple things before I show you examples of people that actually called in. The number on the blog page and on the last podcast, wrong. I messed that up. Yeah, for all of you that actually tried, my mistake. 623-239-4108. It's not 293. Silly mistake. I went into the last episode and hopefully changed it so anybody that listens to it won't make the same mistake. And I also updated it on the blog site. So I came home today and I got two messages from two teachers. And here's what they had to say. I came home, little thing came up, says, "You have a message." I listened to it. Fantastic stuff. I opened this program, press record, recorded it. Throwing it in the podcast took me like 2 minutes. And here's message one of two. Check it out.
Okay, this is Lindsay Rowe calling for my story of the day. This is a good story that I remember every time I think to myself, why in the world am I teaching? And this is what helps me get through the day. I like to think of a story of a little man named Billy in my class who, while teaching about penguins and emperor penguins and how, you know, emperor penguins lay eggs and the daddy penguin takes care of the eggs by putting them on their feet and they waddle around, can't touch the ice and the whole nine yards. We went through the whole story about this. I have little Billy come up to me and he says, "Miss Rowe, will our eggs hatch?" And me being the wonderful teacher that I am very well prepared for this. And I'm thinking to myself, of course, I already know what he's thinking. He's thinking about those eggs that we have in the refrigerator. So I say, "Little Billy, no, babe, you know, those eggs, they're not going to hatch. Only if the chickens have them for a while, long time will they hatch." And he looks at me like I have lost my mind. And he said, "No, Miss Rowe, I know those eggs won't hatch." He says, "Will my eggs hatch, the ones that are down there?" And of course, yes, where is he pointing to? Yes, his all-important private areas. Took me a minute, and I blinked and thought to myself, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And I said to him, "No, babe, those eggs will not hatch." So just when you think you can have everything planned out, just when you think you can have every angle covered, you know exactly what it is they're going to ask you. You never know when you're going to get little Billy asking you if his personal eggs are going to hatch. All right, have a great day. See ya. Bye-bye.
And that's it. I accidentally cut her off there at the end. I apologize for that, Lindsay. But, Lindsay, if you call back, I want more stories like that because that's fantastic. One little quick technical note, though. When you talk, don't talk really close to your phone because you can tell that it comes in a little harsh. But please call back. And this is an invitation to everybody. If you call once and you tell a good story and you're on, I don't care if you call back with another good story. So, anyways, I got another call from a lady named Eileen, and this is what she had to say. Check it out.
This is Eileen, and this is the story of the day. I'm a first grade teacher, and on back to school night, it was me, the teacher, and all these students are around, all these parents are around, and I'm meeting everybody. This group is approaching me. I'm not sure who's next. There's a mom and a dad and a kid and a brother. And I said, "Hi, Susan." She had her name tag on. And I introduced myself. And I said, "Hi to the dad, hi to the mom." And I asked the big brother, "What grade are you in?" He said, "I'm not the big brother. I'm the stepdad." I was very embarrassed. However, the ex-husband thought it was funny that I thought his ex-wife's new husband looked like a kid. He looked like a teenager, maybe 15, 16 at the most, because he shaved. I thought it was a big brother. It was a stepdad. So that family, it was a very interesting start to my year.
Both very rough stories. The last one, rough, embarrassing. The first one, just really funny. I'm looking for funny, rough, sad, introspective, anything that you want to throw in the show. And remember, you can also do the resource of the week. If you're reading a good professional book and you just want to tell people about it, do that. If you have a teacher realization of the week, if you've been listening through the shows, I've been giving little realizations of the week, and those also don't have to be funny. They could be serious. And so I just welcome anything. And again, I stress that if you call and you don't want to do either of those and you don't want to do an interview, but you have a good idea that something that might be cool, please do it. I have a little structure to the show, but I don't want it to be totally structured, excuse me. So do anything that you think might be cool in the show. And thank you, Lindsay and Eileen, for calling in with that. And I await more calls, 623-239-4108. And before I let you go real quick, the iTunes thing fixed. Okay, you go to the Blogspot, the Teacher's Life blog, .blogspot.com. You can click on the little iTunes link. That will take you to the new show, same show, but just a different podcast feed. I still have the other one up. I've been trying to fix it. They must be busy, or I may not be very important. Either case, there's two Teacher Lives now up in iTunes. The one that I want you to subscribe to, if you're interested, it just says The Teacher's Life. The other one says The Teacher's Life, In and Out of the Classroom. Don't do that one anymore. I'm abandoning that. So that's it, and I await your calls. Remember that you can visit us online, theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com or theteacherslife.podomatic.com. You guys take it easy, and can't wait to get some material. Thanks, guys. Bye.